This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of people missing in the collapse of a Florida condominium fell substantially Friday from 145 to 128 after duplicate names were eliminated and some residents reported missing turned up safe. Authorities also announced the recovery of four more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, raising the confirmed death toll to 22. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG the number of missing declined following an audit.
We did recover two additional victims. We now have 22 confirmed deaths, 188 people accounted for, and 126 unaccounted for.
Cava also said she had signed an order authorizing the demolition of the remaining portion of the building. The demolition will move quickly once a date is set. No one has been rescued from the tower since the first hours after it collapsed last week. President Joe Biden held a naturalization ceremony Friday at the White House in which 21 immigrants became citizens as the administration pushes for more pathways to citizenship. Biden used the moment to call for the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, for foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and for farm workers.
In the competition for the 21st century, we need an immigration system that both reflects our values and upholds our laws. We can do both.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were cut or suspended during the Trump administration. There's more news on our website.